You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here along with our MLB.com Orioles reporter Brittany Giroli. Brittany, the O's going into Wednesday's game, which is getting started right about now with the Rays, but 4 of 5 they've won and hanging in there, and what a race it is in the American League, not just the American League East, but the American League wild card, which is basically at this point seems like it's the same race. Now that the Yankees are playing good baseball, it almost feels like you have four teams playing, battling it out for 3 playoff spots. You could throw the Tigers in there as well. But this is what September is all about, right?
Yeah, it's been pretty interesting. And I think I've said this all along that I feel as if it's going to come down to the last day or two, and that's probably what's going to happen. And you know, the good thing for the Orioles, they've won 4 of 5. It seems like they're starting to turn things around here a little bit, pitching a little better, getting those timely hits. But it's interesting. It's funny. They're kind of paying attention to the other scoring. And, you know, Toronto plays New York. And it's like, well, who do you root for? New York's pulling in. Obviously, Toronto clinging to that division lead by just a little bit right now. But it's always interesting this time of year, especially as a reporter and as a player, to keep your eye on just so many games going on.
Yeah, so much and so tightly packed, and the fact that they're all going to be playing each other down the stretch. I mean, at this point, it looks like, who knows, we could have a game 163, we could have wild card games, and they could all be between division rivals. It could be a lot of fun, not just September, but the beginning of October. You mentioned the pitching, and we got to talk about Ubaldo Jimenez. Complete game 2-hitter last time out. Who is this guy right now? This is not the guy that I think we've seen over the last couple of years.
No, and he's staying in the rotation for now. He's going to pitch in Detroit. Chris Dillman's coming back, and they're keeping Ubaldo in, and they should. He's had 3 consecutive quality starts. You mentioned the complete game, the first Orioles complete game in 2 years, and I mean, I think he's taking that second chance and running with it. He's a guy who's really big on mechanics, and his mechanics are right. He's able to command that ball, has just enough deception to be effective, and that's what you're seeing. And obviously you're seeing a more confident guy as you get through, as you have a quality start. And I think Ubaldo had mentioned this a little bit too, but you have to always have confidence and have faith. And once you start to see yourself rewarded a little bit for that, it becomes easier to get on a little bit of a roll. And the Orioles are going to ride this. They're going to ride this hot stretch. They're going to mix and match with that rotation down the stretch the best they can. But Ubaldo has certainly earned the right to take the ball every 5th day for them, and that's what he's going to do.
You mentioned Tillman, and on his way back, threw off a mound on Sunday. Should return on Sunday. Is that still the plan for him to get that start over the weekend?
Yes, he threw today before the game, actually. That went well. He's going to do like a light side, I think, on Friday. And, yes, the plan is for him to pitch. Gossman's going to pitch game 1 in Detroit, then Ubaldo, and then Tillman. So they felt like he didn't really need a sim game or a rehab outing. I asked manager Buck Showalter about it today, actually, and he said that they feel like Tillman's not that far removed from pitching in games, so they think he's going to be okay. So, yeah, right now he's slotting in for a really big series in Detroit.
Yeah, and you mentioned that series, and I talked about all the teams in division battling it out, but the Orioles, as far as schedule goes, maybe a little bad luck at this time of year to have to also go to Detroit, the one other team that's really right there as far as the wild card goes. That is a huge series, and this is a Tigers team that has really put it together offensively lately, and obviously the Orioles can swing the bats and hit home runs as well. Offense is going to be, I think there'll be plenty of offense, I should say, in Detroit in that series.
Yeah, should be a fun series to watch, and as you mentioned, plenty of offense. It'll be interesting to see. I know the Orioles, like I said, they've pitched better, but can they hold up? Is this just a 1 or 2 weeks of pitching better? Is this the rotation has finally turned around? I don't think anybody knows. So I'm just as curious as everyone else to see what happens here in Detroit. They haven't been that good of a road team, the Orioles. Been big for them. They've won these first 2 games here in Tampa so far. Obviously, they can go out and have a big road trip. They end in Boston. That would certainly go a long way to kind of helping their postseason chances here.
Chris Davis seems to be kind of working his way out of what was just a brutal stretch for him. But a 4-game hit streak right now, 6 hits in those 4 games, including a couple of home runs. He homered on Tuesday night, but then he left the game in the 5th inning. But A-OK as far as Davis goes?
Yeah, I mean, Chris has had this since April. That's what he said to us last night. So he said sometimes it hurts, sometimes it hurts more. So I don't think if anything is going to keep him out of the lineup. Showalter said today they kind of had planned for him with the team having an off day tomorrow to get these extra days and kind of try and stay out in front of it. He got an X-ray. Obviously, if something comes out of that, it will be a little bit different. But right now, they feel okay about him. He's been able to manage it, like I said, and he's been able to hit pretty well, especially recently. So not too much concern over Chris Davis. Everyone's pretty beat up at this point in the season.
We talk about the O's offense a lot and the power and the home run numbers, and obviously they do that as well as anybody in baseball. But I thought it was interesting on Tuesday night, Manny Machado after the game, in a game in which he hit his third grand slam of the season, he actually praised the small ball afterwards, saying, you know, I can't hit that grand slam if the guys don't get on base, which is true. But I think we're going to remember the grand slam more than the base hits to fill up the bases. But has this team done a better job lately of playing smaller ball, getting the little hits, getting the key hits?
Yeah, I think so. You're right. Everything that stands out is always the big home runs and the exciting plays, but certainly you can hit a grand slam if nobody's on base. So, yeah, they've definitely done a better job with that. And I think what they've done a good job with these first two games in Tampa is, you know, the Rays have had first-inning homers both of these games, and the Orioles have just gone right out there and had big innings and really kind of buried Tampa Bay. So in order to have those big innings, home runs are obviously a key part, but so is just guys getting on base and kind of passing that baton to the next guy. So I can see what Manny is saying. It seems like the offense is finally clicking, able to do things right. And for a while, they couldn't get the pitching and the hitting to get going at the same time. So it's been pretty encouraging for them.
The Orioles made a few small moves. It's been almost a week now at this point, Brittany, but we haven't discussed Michael Bourne coming in. They also claimed Drew Stubbs off waivers. But interesting moves at this point to make that move for Michael Bourne. He's played a little bit so far for the Orioles. What are they hoping he can kind of provide here in September?
Well, they're hoping that he can give them a little speed, a little defense, both of those guys, really. So they felt like, especially with Jones dealing with a little bit of that hamstring stuff, they needed a backup plan. They weren't too happy with the way the corner outfielders have been playing. They really missed Rule 5 Big Joey Rickards. So that was kind of the move. Both those guys are veterans. Like I said, speed and defense, which are key, especially with the expanded roster. It really changes the game a little bit. And I think you'll get a better feel for those guys today. You know, Buck wanted to run them out there and see how they did. So it'll be nice to finally see them in a little bit more of an extended role.
And nice to add guys like that who are veterans. They're not the young guys coming up or anything. They're guys that have kind of been through it and seen it all in baseball. All right, one more thing I wanted to touch on with you, Brittany, is Adam Jones is the Baltimore Orioles nominee for the Roberto Clemente Award. Obviously, it's become a really important award in baseball. The winner will be announced during the World Series in October, but basically it's an award that goes to a player not for what they do on the field, but for what they do off the field in their communities, and that's always been an important thing for Adam Jones. Talk about some of the things he does in the city of Baltimore, around the city of Baltimore, off the field to help out people in general.
Yeah, it's been cool. I think this is his fifth time getting the award, so he's kind of joking around about, you know, use my quotes from last year, but he doesn't really do any of this for the awards. He really has wanted to help kids. He is really big on the Boys and Girls Club. He was a former alumni of the Boys and Girls Club, so I think once he kind of hit it big, that was something that he really wanted to do to make a difference. And he's built a lot of centers in Baltimore, really kind of made that his mission ever since signing that long-term contract. So he just sets a really good example for the community. He knows his voice carries weight, his actions speak loudly, and he's been a really good representative for them over the last few years.
And again, as I said, October is when we'll find out the winner of the 2016 Roberto Clemente Award. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Orioles edition. For Brittany Giroli, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.